Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it's time for all the headlines of the day. We call it news or nope, but it's not going to be those kind of headlines.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
Good evening. Fast food lovers and ice cream lovers rejoice because McDonald's is finally legally allowed to fix their broken ice cream machines.
Hold up!
Yes.
There's been, hold on.
Break. Do we have a breaking sound?
No. Sure. What, like this? No?
Like breaking news, you know?
Oh, well, we play that.
But like a nut, like a siren maybe? Yeah, again. I don't know.
Okay.
Alert.
Okay.
Any of those, really?
What are you looking for from me?
You got it.
Here's the thing. Are they really ever broken? Because to
they
me,
they were right because McDonald's technically didn't own the ice cream machine. I thought so.
Yep. They couldn't legally repair them. They had to call specialized
people. And that's why they were always broken.
But I call BS on it because what I've found, like in the one in my hood, it's a bunch of, they're just first time teenagers working a job, right? Mm-hmm. And they find out that the ice cream machine is the thing that takes the longest to clean at the end of your shift.
Sure.
And it's like, it's 8 o'clock and you've got a date and you're like, we normally clean the ice cream machine at 10, but like if I clean it now, then I can get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anybody comes up, it's like,
we just say it's broken.
It's broken. And it's believable because it's become this zeitgeist thing.
Right.
I think 1/10 of the ice cream machines are actually broken. And normally it's just people getting ahead on their job.
It could be. I've seen that a lot at like an Applebee's. They have all the with the blenders, drinks
the
with the blenders.
Drinks.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, we just ran out of margarita. It's like, no, you didn't.
You still want it on the drying rack.
Right.
It's right there.
You're lying. But so the story that you're saying is there really was some sort of legal battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where only the certain operator could come and fix the machine.
Okay.
But now there's a loophole, a new exemption in the copyright law, so McDonald's isn't held to that anymore, so they could get those same teens to fix the machine themselves if it goes broken.
Oh, they can.
Yes, which, to your point, will it be fixed?
No, it will not.
It just legally could be fixed.
Okay. Check back again next week.
All right. We'll check back with you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hold on. It doesn't say how much. Oh, wait. I don't know how much it is.
Okay,
I am just
reading
the story.
I don't know what
you have. Do you guys want to split the ruby slippers from Wizard of Oz? They're for sale. And I was trying to figure out how much they were to figure out how much.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
They exist?
Which I thought they were stolen and lost. But they're for sale.
I thought they were in the Smithsonian.
Mm.
The real. Yeah. They're not really made of ruby. Are they?
No,
I wouldn't think so. No.
Okay.
But yeah, I would think they'd be somewhere already.
In a museum. They're for sale.
How much?
I don't know.
Do they, like, who's selling it? Sotheby's or somebody?
They
do you understand that if I turned on the news station and they started as awkwardly as you did, hold on, I don't have a number. Hold
on.
Like,
they were stolen in 2005, but then found in 2018.
Could you maybe
and they
maybe
were
get your
at,
crap
no,
together
no.
and then tell your story? Like
I was, listen, did you hear about the ice cream machines?
I did. We're all distracted by that. Can we take this opportunity, as long as we're talking about ice cream machines, to just do the public service that you've wanted to do for years? Because it's now started to affect me.
What?
So like,
oh no,
when you go to,
oh no, it's affecting Slacker.
No,
let's take
okay.
it seriously.
It affects him because all he eats is fast food. But like, if I go to Dairy Queen mm-hmm. and I want soft serve ice cream with M&Ms in it,
yeah.
what's that called?
Oh, I know. Oh, yes. It's a blizzard.
Right.
Thank you.
If
okay,
I go
yes,
to McDonald's and I want soft serve ice cream with M&Ms in it, what's that called?
McFlurry.
Ah, okay. If I go to Sonic and I want soft serve ice cream with M&Ms in it, what's that called?
A Sonic Blast.
Okay. So,
I didn't know that one.
So if I'm at Sonic and I go, I'll take an M&M Blizzard. Hey, Sonic employee. You know what Dairy Queen is.
I know.
You know what a blizzard is, and you know you make a thing that is that thing.
But
when
they
you
make
go like, "Kay, huh, duh, what? I don't understand. What? A blizzard? What?"
Yeah.
You know what I want.
I
yes,
know.
I misspoke. I'm sorry that I misspoke.
Yes, yeah. They
but
always,
you know what it...
They always act so confused. Like,
what?
I'm sorry.
A blizzard? Like, you want snow to come from the sky?
Thank you. Yes.
No, I said M&M. Do you have something on your menu with M&Ms in it? Yeah, it's a Sonic. What?
Sonic Blast.
Yeah, I want
yes,
that.
I know. It's already degrading enough. I'm here in secret trying to get some
yeah,
food.
Yeah, you're pretending you have a kid.
Yeah, right.
It's like, yeah, one for my kid too.
Yeah,
oh, did I leave him at home? Oops.
Yeah, and they're like, no, you say it. You say it.
Say Sonic Blast, damn it.
No.
If I'm at McDonald's and you're functioning thing and I order a Sonic Blast, you know what I mean.
Right. Yes. Thank
just,
you.
Blizzard is the Kleenex of tissue.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's like,
yes.
hand me a Kleenex.
Yes.
Like, oh, all I have here is the Kroger brand. So I guess I don't have any. I just have tissues. And meanwhile, you're bleeding profusely from the nose. But I'm over here going,
I don't have.
What could you
Kleenex.
Possibly mean?
You say it. You say it right.
All right. Sorry.
I am with you. I agree. It's been affecting me for. Good evening. Today is National Saxophone Day, and as an E-flat alto sax player myself,
wow.
I think, we should all... Did you know that the woodwind's inventor was born on this day? That's why it's celebrated on November 6th. The woodwind inventor, Adolf, not a great first name, but the last name, Sax. His last name was Sax.
That's why he called it saxophone?
Yeah. Who knew?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, his last name is Sax.
Yeah, just S-A-X. I used to have a shirt in high school. It said, I'm a sax symbol. And it had Ziggy on it playing a saxophone. You remember Ziggy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It didn't
and
work.
And so you lost your V-card when you were like
30-ish?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the second I threw that shirt out.
Women were like, hold on, he might be effable.
Good evening. It's a mess. That's it. We're a mess.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.